Yeah, I don't know whether I was going in the right direction. I had a good chance on 14 to go one under for the day. I thought if I could get in one under, that would be a pretty good score today, because it was tricky. But I missed it. Just over-breaking today. Yeah, a lot of putts, reading too much breaking, and always missing top side, which is unusual for me. I normally miss low side. But I think just because they're a little bit slower than we're used to, I'm perhaps not taking as much break as what we're reading. But no, I mean, 71's not a disaster. There's some tough holes out there this afternoon. Yeah, it's quite breezy.
I was going to say, talk a little bit about the wind. How much different was it?
It is. You're never sure, because down the last three or four holes, you know it's out the right, but you're not sure whether there's any help there or whether it's into. And it makes picking the club really difficult. I mean, the last hole, I hit 6-iron, knowing that if I pull 5 and it's slightly downwind, it's in the grandstand over the green. So I hit 6. It's not helping. It comes just short. So, you know, it's one of those days. It was a bit of a frustrating day. Tough to get near the pins.
Tantalizingly tough when you know you have to hit a shade harder than you're used to when you're going uphill.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. The uphill putts are really slow. I mean, really slow. I was pretty good from about 8 to 10 inches today, because that's where all my putts finished, 8 to 10 inches short. So I was pretty good from that range. But, you know, we'll give it another go tomorrow and try and shoot a low one.
What's your take on Triplett and Kenny going so well?
Both big hitters, which has got to help. You know, it's not playing particularly long, but, you know, if you've got another 20 yards in the bag, then you're going in with shorter clubs. You know, instead of an 8-iron, you're perhaps going in with a wedge and you get more control with it. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a course for the bigger hitter, but... Yeah, they're scoring unbelievably well today. You know, I could see it the first day and possibly yesterday, but, you know, a score like Brant Jobes had today, 8-under, you couldn't see that out there at all. You know, not in the wind we played in anyway.
Well, one point about you. Thank you for coming.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate it.